All right, so we're back in C++ world again, building 41. Who are you?
I'm Pat Brenner. I work on the Visual C++ libraries team and working on MFC right now.
Okay, now you work for Ale.
Yes,
Contente.
I work for Ale. Yes.
Cool boss. Huh?
Yeah.
Right on. So how long have you been at Microsoft? How long have you been in C++ world?
Been in Microsoft for 19 and a half years.
Wow.
And I I've been in dev most of that time, so working on developer tools. I worked on setup for Visual C++ 1, and let's see, so I worked on Visual C++ stuff for probably 5 or 6 years after that, worked on some Visual Studio Core stuff for about 8-9 years after that, and then I came back to Visual C++ last year to work on libraries and MFC in particular.
Outstanding. So you've always sort of been in tools, developer tools.
Yes, yeah. I like working on, using the stuff I work on, you know.
It's yeah.
I find that really interesting. So.
And so you're a C++ developer by trade.
Oh, yeah. By trade. Yeah, I guess.
You still do it? You haven't migrated yet to C#?
No.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? I've done some C#, some even some VB, but the C++ is just what I like. So.
Outstanding. So what are you working on? Well, I mean,
we've got a whole bunch of new improvements for MFC. So we've kind of let the MFC platform kind of languish for a while. It seems like it's kind of set. Hasn't had a lot of improvements for a while. We did added a bunch of new things for Visual Studio 2008 to wrap a lot of the new Windows functionality, the new controls, the new messages that go to those controls.
Sure.
Like that. But we also got a lot of new work that's not just wrapping Windows functionality. So we've got a bunch of new work that's got, we have customizable menu bar, toolbar stuff. We have ribbon support. So if you want to have your application look like an Office 2007 app, there's ribbon support in there. We've got docking window support like we have in Visual Studio. So you want to have multiple docked windows on the sides of your frame and be able to move them around and auto hide them and tab them together and all that stuff. We have all that support now in MFC. So it's a huge leap forward as far as the look and feel and capability of your application.
So, I mean, and we've had this conversation on MFC before in a couple iterations of C++ interviews ago. And we focused on the Vista stuff, so we don't need to focus on that today. But I would like to just ask, how many people of our customers, of your customers, C++ folks, are still using MFC?
Okay.
And B, you know, why did you not think about evolving MFC, or what was it that led you to put it on the back burner for 3 or 4 or 5 years or whatever?
Okay, I think there's a larger number of MFC developers than we thought for a while. You know, I think, and part of that was because of our sort of our big shift towards managed. Right? Mm-hmm. We kind of did this big push for managed code, C#, even managed C++, and I think we got feedback that a lot of people are just like, hey, that's fine, but we have a big legacy application that's MFC, and we're not going to migrate this thing to managed code next week. You know, that would be, it's a multi-year, multi-man-year kind of job. Mm-hmm. So I think we kind of realized that our customers were really still there, and we're looking for something from us. In fact, there are third-party libraries out there that extend MFC that a lot of people are using. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, hey, let's get the focus back on this. Let's see what we can do and make these customers happy. I don't know how many there are, personally.
Yeah.
But I know they're out there and that they're going to be jazzed to see the stuff that we've done.
So. Cool. Now, so that's great because you answered A and B in one answer. So you're a developer. You're smart. You could do that. So what do you do? Like, so you're a development lead.
I'm a software design engineer.
Yes. Outstanding.
Yep.
So you're actually the one implementing some of this stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Right. All right. So what's that like? I mean, what is MFC written in? I mean, C++.
It's all written in C++. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's all object-oriented classes. Stuff like that.
You
so
like that just, stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I really like the way we've got this, all this new functionality that just kind of extends what we had before. You know, it's like it's still all object-oriented, it's still all, and it's easy. You know, we're trying to wrap as much up in the library so the developer doesn't have to write tons of new code to do to do the things that he wants to do in his application.
Absolutely. Now, I remember there with MFC, with my limited experience in it way in the past, was it offered a kind of a nice sort of VB-ish sort of, you know, IDE experience with dragging controls onto a surface.
Yeah, you can do it. Well, it's not so much that. There's not a designer that way, but you can do... I think MFC is used more for... I mean, a lot of people, I think, use it for document view architecture stuff. So if you're having, you know, multi-document interface things to be able to manage that, to have the framework for all your documents and views and
be able to view them in a...
Yeah, exactly.
Not a code way.
Exactly.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's take a look at some of this and then explain to us exactly what's going on.
Okay. So I got a couple of demos here I can show you.
Cool.
Let's see... First of all, let me show you. All right, so here's one that's kind of a clone of an Office application. So you can see we've got a ribbon in here. The Perl button needs a little work. We haven't got the design work for that yet. But you know, here's the Office look. It's got all the it's got the high color icons. It's got a whole different kind of menu structure. You got different tabs with different. These are all these controls you see here are all built into the library, so you don't have to do a lot of this work. Or they're in, and this is one of our samples that you're seeing right now. So that if you wanted to make something like this, you could reuse this, you know, all this graphical stuff that's going on in here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see we've got a lot of different capabilities for different the way the ribbon works. I actually have another. I've got a quick access toolbar here, so you can say, "Oh yeah, I want to have new on my menu." Let's see. Oh, and I want to have open, so let's put that on there, and now I can click that, and that brings up the open dialog. That kind
cool
of thing. Let's see. Let me show you another kind of another demo here that kind of shows even more of the power that the ribbon has. So these are all controls that are built into our library. So we have buttons that are, you know, a menu button or just a regular button, a menu button that drops down a menu. We've got a split button that drops down a menu. It can have a pop-up menu on it. Mm-hmm. We've got palette buttons that you can say, "Oh, I want to put all this different kinds of looks into this menu." You can drop it down and pick a different one here. And you can mount it to a button. You can have it resizable vertically like this, resizable either direction like this.
Cool.
That kind of thing. We got color gallery or palettes built in, so if you want to be able to pick a color, you can pop this thing down here and say, "Oh yeah, I want to pick green," or "I want to pick." Oh wait, I want to pick more colors. Let's go pick this one here. And all these things you're seeing are built into the library, so the developer's not going to have to write new code to do all this.
Great.
He has to write the ribbon support we have right now doesn't have a designer for it. So you have to write some code to be able to actually build the ribbon. You actually build that in code. We don't have a designer for that yet.
Why not?
Because it's not a built-in kind of Windows resource like a toolbar is or a menu is or a dialog is. So we have what I'm hoping is we can build like an XML kind of resource that you can just put in your application and we'll find that and say, "Oh, there's your ribbon resource. Great, let's load that guy up."
Okay.
But we haven't got to that point.
That's
hopefully a VC10 feature we can get on that and get at least get the resource in there and hopefully get a some kind of a previewer or a designer in there to be able to do this, you know, with a more a faster iteration rather than having to write code and then run the app to see if it looks like what you want.
So in the VC++ IDE, and granted I haven't used this for an incredibly long amount of time.
Okay.
So my question that I'm asking is simply, you do have the metaphor that I can drag controls onto a form. Yes
that's like a more of a dialog box. So that's what if you're doing a dialog box based application, then you're dragging controls on there, but not so much onto your normal view is more like what you're going to put text on or something like that. So the user's going to input some kind of data there. But if you want to have a I think I'm answering your question.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah. So in other words, like in WinForms, right? I can have my whole user experience on a surface in a designer.
Yes. So yes, exactly. Right. So that's more like what you'd call a dialog box based application in MFC, right? Okay. So it's like you have a big form and or you want to have a next finish kind of experience.
Sure.
That's more of what we call a dialog box.
Cool. So I mean, and of course, this all begs the question. I mean, so MFC is what a lot of C++ developers, not all of them, use to build UI rich applications.
Yes.
Right. By the Microsoft Foundation.
That's
process.
Exactly.
And so what you've added are a bunch of new classes.
Yes.
That provide really excellent new UI metaphors.
Exactly.
Like
right.
The
so
ribbon.
It's like we just kind of moved out of the 90s, you know. I mean, that's how we kind of look at it. It's
right on.
It's like we have all this. Have the old MFC application look was, you know, it was still all, you know, a flat look. It didn't have as much color, anything like that. So
let's, can we look at some of the code that
actually? Yeah, let me show you one more.
Sure.
Let me show you
sure.
one more demo here too. So we've also got one that kind of looks more like. What Visual Studio looks like. So this is another one of our samples. So this also is to show kind of the way the new menu bars and toolbars look. So you can see we've got you know, it's customizable, so you can move controls around in your toolbar. And you've never been able to do this before. And you can show and hide your menus here, and you can get rid of your docking windows. So here's the docking windows. We kind of have some of these like to mimic the Visual Studio experience, so you can see that when we go and drag this window around,
nice.
The docking experience is a lot like what we have in Visual Studio. So we can tab something in here, or we can say, oh, you know, I want to have it back up here on this part of the window.
Great.
These guys drag around, and if I want to say I want to have these things be auto hideable, so now I can, you know, pop it out and say, okay, I'm working with this. Okay, I'm done. So now it'll disappear. So we have a lot of that built in now.
Mm-hmm.
We can pin that back out so it's not idle hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There was something else I wanted to... We can also do... let me see. I lost... Oh, yeah, we also have... So the thing that handles all the kind of the look and feel is called a visual manager, and we have a visual manager in here now. And so it can actually switch the look of the application on the fly. So if I want to say, oh, instead of looking like Visual Studio with this kind of flatter toolbar look with how they highlight here and pop down, we can add a feature here where you can switch this look on the fly and say, okay, I want to have it look like Office 2007. Let me switch to the Office 2000
nice.
Blue. So then, now your menus just look different. You've got a, and we have got a couple of different color schemes to go along with the Office 2000 look. So you can kind of tailor the application you build to either match the operating system that you're going to be running on or the look that you just want to have
now,
distinctive.
Can we just step back? I mean, what you did was actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
Because, number one, I mean, you just changed the look and feel of an application while it was running.
Yes.
You didn't recompile it.
Correct.
You'd have to do not
yes.
too long ago.
Exactly.
I mean, that you just kind of blew past that. That's
right.
Incredibly interesting.
Okay. So,
how does that work? How are you?
So what's happening there is basically there's a what we call a visual manager.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically taking control of all the, it's handling all the painting that we want to do in the application.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, okay, we're drawing all our own toolbars and menus here anyway, because we're getting how they're structured out of the Windows resources, right, mm-hmm. out of your resource file. But we're going to draw these things all ourselves, and so we run that, all that drawing, we draw and run through the visual manager. So it says, oh, okay, you want to use... You're using Visual Studio 2005 look. Okay, it's mostly going to be this gray look. The buttons are going to be flat. They're going to have square corners. The menus drop down. They look like this, that kind of thing. And then we say, okay, we're going to switch to the Office 2000. That's just a different, or Office 2007 look. There's a different visual manager in there. And he's going to say, okay, you get drawn a little different. You get color. When you float over the button, it gets colored. It has this, you know, has this square look, but it looks a little bit popped up. We get the gradient. Mm-hmm. So it's handling all that drawing of all these controls. So none of these elements on the screen know how to draw themselves. They're like, here's where to put me, here's where I am. But now they tell the visual manager to draw them.
Excellent. Yeah. Very cool. And very performant.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, it works great. And then, so you can build into your application, you can build the resources to have these different looks if you like, or you can just say, no, I'm just going to have my application always look like Visual Studio 2005. I don't want to give the user... So that's the developer's choice. He can give the user the option to switch the look on the fly or not.
Okay.
That's his option. So.
And so when the developers actually, you know, if we could, you know, when we start to actually look at some of the code that generated this, not
right.
necessarily the code behind MFC, we can't show that, right?
Right, yeah.
But we could... I'm assuming that you're newing up all these different controls. Is that how it works?
There's things that are being newed up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily what we call a control. They're
okay.
It's a menu or it's a window or it's an element thing that we're nowhere going to draw it next to the frame or something
okay.
like that. Like when the ribbon's drawn, we're going to kind of take over the whole top part of the frame of the window
mm-hmm.
and draw that all ourselves. You know, you can see that we're even putting controls along the top of what we'd call the caption bar on the window, right?
Sure.
The quick access toolbar is up there in the area that Windows usually draws, and we're saying, okay, we're going to take that over and we're going to draw this ourselves. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's take a look at it.
Okay. Want to look at some of that code?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, actually, I've got a diagram on the board that kind of tells us a little bit here.
All right.
So, you mean you prepared for this?
I did. I actually was talking about this with somebody else earlier, so I thought, let me just go ahead and draw some of this up. So we have a set of classes. There's like an overall ribbon class, which is this whole big blob up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then to that ribbon, you can add the ribbon main button, which is going to be that kind of jewel or pearl or whatever we call it. You have the quick access toolbar here, which you can add certain commands to. Those will be like you can add to the default list. Everything you can tell the quick access toolbar to pick up every command that's in your application,
mm-hmm.
and then when you drop down the customizer, it can say, oh, okay, you want to put, it'll list all the commands that you've got handlers for in your application. And then the different elements of the ribbon, we've got this ribbon category, which is the whole piece that's attached to that tab. So every time you switch tabs, you're switching categories.
Hmm.
And then we've got panels, so each subsection within that category, however big it is called a panel. So you're adding different buttons to that panel. So when you add a button, and this panel may have some little customizable jobby down here, but when you add buttons to the panels, and you add panels to the categories, and you add categories to the ribbon.
Excellent.
So it's like it's a nice object-oriented way of handling that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which is what people are used to.
Exactly. Right.
Because object orientation won.
Yeah.
At least it's still winning. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah.
But it has its limitations.
Yeah.
All right, so let's dig in. I'd like just to see what the MFC code looks like to do
okay.
what you just showed me.
All right, so let's see. A little earlier, I generated a standard AppWizard application. So I ran the MFC AppWizard
mm-hmm.
and just kind of picked our defaults. This thing is still in flux, but this is like the application that I got just by saying, bringing up the app, the
wow.
thing and saying finish. So
okay.
I got the docking. I got the docking support in there, and
nice.
I got some sort of dummy tree view stuff here to say, okay, here's how to put some tree views in your application. Here's how to add a context menu to it. Here's a property grid that's got some properties in it, and you can see the different things that are supported by the property grid. I can choose a different folder,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So this is all, it's not really live, but it's there to kind of show people how to get this stuff working. And so let's see. So we want to take a dive into the actual code here. So So here's the code that the
wizard generated.
The wizard generated.
Wow.
Yes. So we've got here's how. Oh, let me show one more thing too.
Sure.
We've also got tabbed MDI support. So instead of having your old MDI look where you had to go to the window menu to be able to find any other window if you had it maximized, mm-hmm. We've got that tabbed MDI look, so you can pick your different tabs here. You can put the close button on the tab if you like or not. This is mm-hmm. actually using the OneNote sort of style coloring that we... So a lot of these things are optional, so you, the developer, can say, oh, I want to have tabs that look like this. I don't want to have the auto coloring. I want to have this. So that's part of what you're seeing in this code here. So I started this up, and I said, oh, I want to set the Visual Manager to use the Visual Manager, Visual Studio 2005 Visual Manager, so it'd have that look and feel. I think we may have since known. So that's what this look is.
Okay.
Then I set up some tabbed MDI parameters. I said, yeah, I want to use the OneNote 3D style. I want to have a close button on the active tab. I don't want to have the document icon on the tab, mm-hmm. but I want to have them do the auto coloring.
Great. Cool.
So let's set that up. Let's see, what else do we have in? So a lot of these things are basically we try to make it so you can add just a couple of lines of code to your application.
Great.
And get a lot of this new benefit. So,
outstanding.
So, let's see. So we got a new kind of status bar here. This is more like what the office status bar looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So we can that's a combination we may or may not use with the, but this is more like the status bar that's used with a ribbon, so it can have a lot of cool stuff on it. I don't know if I can show that. I think I may have that showing here. Yeah, so here's some of the things you can put on the ribbon. Like here's a little slider bar, and you can see that there's actually a percentage here that changes as we mm-hmm. as we change that. There's a refresh here. And all
cool.
these, you can see all these little controls that just kind of do, that you can have, so you can have some actual functionality built into your status bar as well. It's just,
absolutely.
It used to be just static.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Let's see, what else can I show you? Here's basically taking some of our new windows and docking them or attaching them. Like you can see that these two windows are tabbed together. So I can float this one out. I can put it back in here and tab these in, and that's how, like, that's what this line of code here is doing. It's saying, okay, I've already got a tab win, so now let's attach the class view to the same one that the file view is in.
Great.
Something like that.
And so a lot of this code, as you'd already mentioned, was auto-generated by the wizard.
Exactly. All this code was auto-generated by the wizard.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So we're trying, and then we're trying to make the lines of code that the user's got to put in or the developer has to put
sure.
in as few as possible to get as much of this functionality as he can. So turning on the smart docking functionality is a one-liner. They put in this line of code and it says, great, okay, I've just enabled the docking manager to do this smart docking where it gives you the little preview of where the window's going to go and things
okay.
like that. So.
Now, for the, you know, the ultra kind of geek developer, you know, I might want to, and I use I sort of definitely metaphorically.
Okay.
But I may want to go in and just kind of tweak things a lot.
Right.
And that's totally supported,
yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
And so I could say, give me the default office ribbon, and then I'm going to turn it into the Charles ribbon.
Exactly.
I'm going to really mess with it.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, that's totally what we want. In fact, I'm trying to, even in the code that we put in the wizard, I'm trying to put in, even if it's a line of code that's going to do the default thing, I try to put some of those in there just so people can see, what happens if I change this?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So maybe I put in a few extra lines of code here and there that people can see, and they can, that might give them a way to figure out place where they can experiment with the look and feel or the functionality of their application. So.
Very cool. So, I mean, again, so let's talk, you know, just an overview again of, so what's new exactly for the MFC developer? Just list them out
okay.
off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head, we've got the ribbon. Yeah. We've got the customizable menu bar, toolbar stuff. We've got the Visual Studio-like docking functionality. We've got the tabbed MDI. Mm. We've got the new status bar. We've got a number of new controls that we've built in as well. So there's controls to do like a Windows Shell tree view or a file view. There's some controls, some other button controls, some other sort of extensions to controls that we had already to make things a little more customizable, or
excellent.
To be able to make your button have a glyph on the top or on the side, or have text attached or not, or a bunch of little things like that.
So, very cool.
Yeah, so we've really added a lot of capability to the MFC library.
It's good. So, you know, for I remember back then, a couple of years ago, I guess it was, or maybe a year ago, someone was proclaiming that MFC was dead.
No.
So
it's not dead.
Certainly not
it's
dead.
It's alive. Yeah.
Right?
This alive and well. And we're hoping that this will even be a big step in reviving it, that anybody who's kind of thought about moving away because they weren't able to keep migrating their application to what they wanted to have it look like.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that this will bring people back if they were thinking about moving.
But that's an interesting thing. I mean, we should talk about that briefly in the sense that, you know, arguably there's things that you can do on our new development platform, like WPF,
right.
For example. That would be extremely hard to write in MFC,
yes,
C++.
That's true.
So I guess since we live in a heterogeneous world, and even at Microsoft, a heterogeneous platform.
Yep, exactly.
You know, how do you interoperate with the managed world from MFC and vice versa? Is there
is interop, but I think we want to be able to pull WinForms into the MFC application. So if you want to have a Windows Forms, kind of look and feel, we can interop. I think we can actually hold a form inside of a MDI child window kind of thing. But I think it's also partly a decision by the developer, right? It's like, what's he trying to do? And what fits best? You know, if managed code WPF works better for this as a solution for their problem, then great. And if MFC is a better solution, that's great too. I mean, I don't think we have any. I don't begrudge anybody switching to managed code, but it's like I want to make this MFC as attractive as we can too.
Certainly.
And there's no. I think we're kind of excited because there really isn't anybody else that's got the capability to put a ribbon in an application right now. Mm-hmm. We're the first platform. The first development tool from Microsoft that allows you to put a ribbon
the
in
the office
application.
Ribbon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's
really
what it's
just
called.
A ribbon.
It is the office ribbon.
They invented it.
In fact, we actually just had a review with them last week to make sure that everything was working the way it should, went through their guidelines, and they were very impressed with how well it looked. They told us the ribbon looked great, and we had a couple of minor issues that we've since fixed, so they're really happy with the way it's done. They were very impressed, and I think they're really happy with it. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
And so to help people write Windows applications faster.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you've been here for 19 and a half years. You know Larry Osterman?
I do know that name.
Yeah, he's been here for, I think, over 20 years now.
Okay.
Also an SDE for the whole time, which is cool. Did you get to meet Bill yet, or is that the 20 year?
I met Bill at the 15 year.
At the 15 year?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm not a high enough level guy to be bumping elbows with Bill very often. So.
Yeah, I mean, but it's cool that you've been the engineer the whole time.
It's what I like. I realized some time ago that management wasn't going to be my thing. I'd much rather have my hands on the code day in and day out. It's like I'm a creative person, so I like doing that. So
cool.
It's been a good fit. And people haven't ever said, "Oh, you can't do that anymore. We want you to do this instead." So
yeah.
I'm happy to do what I'm doing.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, this is very cool stuff, man.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you know, it's released today or close to today.
Yep.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
we're really looking forward to getting some feedback from folks too. So if you got feedback, let us know.
Totally. I mean, where do people give feedback? Where does the MFC community hang out?
There's gonna be blogs. I think people MVPs are gonna be blogging about this, and I don't know one specific place, but we'll be canvassing the net, trying to find what people think about it, and getting response from folks. So
okay,
we'll be looking forward to it. We want to hear especially because we're going to do this kind of out of band. Mm-hmm. We're going to get this available not long after Visual Studio 2008 ships. So you won't have to wait until Visual Studio 2010 to get this in your, be able to use this stuff. So because we're going to have this available soon, we want people to give us feedback on it soon, because we'll have time in the Visual Studio 2010 time frame to get that feedback in and be able to do something with it, you know, before we start locking down and saying, okay, we're no more features. We'll have some time, so the sooner we get feedback, the better off we'll be.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, hey, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
And hopefully you'll be here for another 19 and a half years.
We'll see. Yeah.
Right on, man.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, thanks.